jobs together. Buddy was born, of course, in Letsworth, Louisiana. He's been a resident of Chicago since the late 1950s, and he has a brand new two-disc set out called Rhythm and Blues. And again, he really shows his talent. Here's Buddy Guy from that brand new two-disc set with a number called I Could Die Happy.
Here, Mama, you're looking real sharp. Walking by my house just before dark, you got something will make a yard bird jump a cat. Oh, you know I could die happy. Just give me some of that. I dig your pretty blue dress and your real pretty smile. Won't you come on in and stay with me a while? I'm not a young man, but I'm still young at heart. Oh, you know I could die happy if you let that loving start.
won't you please stick around me sometime? Lord knows you don't have to love me always. Oh, but won't you please stick around me sometime? Yeah, you're the only one that can help me, baby. Whoa, you can ease my worried mind.
Bobby Radcliffe from his disc Dress Is Too Short. That one came out on Blacktop Records back in 1990. Radcliffe was a big devotee of the style, both, I guess, vocal and guitar stylings of Magic Sam. In fact, he ran away from home at the age of 16 to go to Chicago and find Magic Sam. He found him in the Cook County Hospital at the time. And Sam was so impressed that this young kid would travel all this distance to come see him that he ended up, when he got out of the hospital, he took Bobby around to a lot of the blues clubs in Chicago. Bobby doing a number called Stick Around. It's an old Buddy Guy tune, and we heard Buddy Guy before hearing Bobby. We heard Buddy from his brand new two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues. And Buddy did a number for us called I Could Die Happy Again. This is a very, very promising disc. He's got some great guest artists on this disc with him, and his own singing and playing is definitely up to the high standards that he's always met over the last, how many years? Over 50 years, Buddy Guy. We're going to turn next to Magic Sam, who recorded with Buddy Guy for Cobra Records back in the 1950s, late 50s. They didn't necessarily record together, but they were both working, recording for that records label back then, and they sort of pioneered what would be termed the West Side sound of Chicago blues. And Magic Sam would be better known than he is now if he hadn't died of a heart attack quite unexpectedly at the age of 32 back in 69. Here is Magic Sam on guitar and vocals. His guitar style was the signature of his guitar style were these skittering notes that he'd blast out. If you listen closely to Bobby Radcliffe, whom we just heard, you could definitely pick out that style. Here he is again, Magic Sam, with a number called I Need You So Bad. Thank you.
Driving a truck and paying his dues, radio playing his cotton crop blues. Now he turned in his keys and walked out the door, and Cotton didn't drive that truck no more. It's all true, I ain't blowing hot air. Now he went went to Chicago in 1954, and blues was blasting out of each and every door. Those were good times, man, oh man. Fine looking women all around the bandstand. It's all true. No further and bring it on home. Got my mojo working since 19 years old. Fillmore West and Fillmore East. Carnegie Hall.
That was me.
It's all true. James Cotton, he was there.
Darryl Newlish singing on James Cotton, James Cotton's new disc, Cottonmouth Man. Newlish doing a fine job. He's been working with James Cotton for some time now. Cotton, of course, played in the Muddy Waters Band from 1955 to 1966, went out on his own. He's been a band leader ever since, and he doesn't sing much anymore. He fought throat cancer back in the 1990s, but he still blows a mean harp. Again, this is a new disc, Cottonmouth Man. Before we heard James Cotton here on KRVS, we heard Magic Sam. We went back to the 1960s and heard Magic Sam from an album called West Side Soul. Sam on guitar and vocals with a number called I Need You So Bad. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
That last tune we heard from James Cotton's latest disc featured Chuck Leavell on piano. He's a veteran musician. He was with the Allman Brothers Band back in the 1970s, a longtime touring member of the Rolling Stones, also recorded with Eric Clapton and George Harrison, originally from Alabama. He's since settled in Georgia, has a tree farm, but he puts out some great music. His latest effort was a disc that came out last year called Back to the Woods, and it's a tribute to the pioneers of blues piano. We're going to listen to a number first done by Otis Spann, who worked with Muddy Waters for many years. Here's Chuck Leavell on piano and vocals with Boots and Shoes.
Meet me at the bottom, baby. Bring me my boots and shoes. Why don't you meet me at the bottom, darling? bring me my boots and shoes. I'm leaving town in the morning, baby, ain't got no time to lose.
I was born and raised down in the boondocks. I can taste that honeysuckle and it's still so sweet. Yeah, so sweet, so sweet. When it grows wild on the banks down at Old Camp Creek, and it calls to me like a warm wind blowing, I feel no shame. My heart and soul in the boondocks. Now listen. So where I learned about living, where I learned about love,
all right.
Where I learned about working hard, uh-huh. And having little was just enough.
That's
where I learned about Jesus,
oh, yeah.
Knowing where I stand,
uh-huh.
You can take it or leave it. This is me, this is who I am. Feel no shame.
Where I came right from, down in the boondocks, yeah.
One thing I know, no matter where I go,
hey, hey, hey.
My heart and soul in the boondocks. Give me a tin roof, front porch, and a gravel, a gravel road. That's home to me, feel like home to me.
Yeah, man.
You get a line,
yeah.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five card poker on a Saturday night, church on Sunday morning. In the boondocks.
Etta James from her last disc, The Dreamer. It came out a couple of years ago. That, of course, was a tune called The Boondocks. Before hearing Etta here on the Blues Box, we heard Chuck Leavell from his disc Back to the Woods again. That one came out last year. Did very well for him on the blues charts. We heard Chuck doing a cover of an old Otis Band tune called Boots and Shoes. We're going to take a look now at the some of the entertainment going on around the area. Quite a bit happening. Tonight, Jason Harrington will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Highway 69 is at Backstage Bar. Also this evening, Hot Black Desiato and Brass Mimosa play Artmosphere. Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric will be at Blue Moon Saloon this evening. Walter Jr. is at Imonelli. Percy Sledge will be at Evangeline Downs tonight. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Jambalaya is at Randall's. Shane Vanacore and the Blues Intruders will be at Dewey's in Youngsville. Bobby Michaud is playing McGee's Landing tonight. Kurt Boudreau will be playing Tokyo Sushi Live. And the Dan DeSandro Trio plays the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Brobridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. There's a Jam at Vermilionville virtually every Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow night, the Specklers, as well as Maker's Reel, will be playing at Artmosphere. And also tomorrow night, South Jones and the Nolan's Johnnies will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Jones and Company will play Blue Dog Cafe. Black Ferratu, Anarchy Rising, and Cheater Pipe are at Backstage Bar. Also tomorrow night, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be at Agave Mexican Grill and Cantina in downtown Lafayette. Also tomorrow evening, Gravel Road Band and La Ricotte, Cajun Band, will be playing at Liberty Theater in Eunice. And, of course, that is broadcast live here on KRVS. On Sunday, Major Handy will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Anya and Richard Burgess, as well as Hoagie Siebert, play for a square dance at Nunu's in Arnaville Sunday afternoon. Gino Delafosse will be at Whiskey River, Zydeco Ray at Randall's. Also, This coming Sunday, Leora Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners will play for a Bal du Dimanche at Vermilionville. And Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam every Monday night at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, also at Oasis Sports Bar and Backstage Bar. And Tuesday is Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night's a night for Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And Thursday night's David Egan plays at Charlie G's. And playing for us now, and he'll also be playing tonight at Blue Moon Saloon, here is Michael Juan Nunez.
What is steel? What is steel? 2 weeks on and I'm about to snap. I left my baby back home in Iraq. I'm covered in mud from head to heel, pumping that all through water and steel.
What is steel?
To make that dough, but it sure gets lonely when the sun gets low. 10 miles in the Gulf of Mexico, where the tool pushes mean as he's loud and fat. I wouldn't treat a stray dog like that. But the boys in Houston been on his back to keep the gas pressure blowing till the flow lines crack. What is steel? What is to the Paris line? What is steel? 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 What is steel?
Y'all better watch me. I'm getting.
You're getting nasty tonight.
I'm easing in there. I'm getting nasty.
I know something wrong.
If you can't stand it, let the tail dragon know. Don't take it down when you go home. Chicken. Any man say I am bad dog man. I am bad dog man. Well, they men don't know liquor. Some dirty doctor, shot full of holes, nurse tried, say the man's soul, I am back door man, I am back door man, well they men don't know, liquor.
man. Well, they men don't know liquor. I'm just.
T-Model Ford from his 2002 Fat Possum Records release, Bad Man. That was his rendition of the Howlin' Wolf tune, Backdoor Man. T-Model Ford, interesting character, born somewhere in the early 1920s. Not sure when, married quite a number of times. One of his, allegedly one of his wives, gave him a guitar when she left him, and hence he started playing guitar. He also served time in prison for murder. Again, a really interesting character, T-Model Ford. He was preceded here on KRVS by Michael Juan Nunez. We heard Michael Juan from his disc About to Snap. He did a number called Water and Steel, definitely a good offshore-related song. And again, Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric will be playing tonight at Blue Moon Saloon here in Lafayette. Playing for us now, let's go back to May of 1940. We just heard T-Model Ford doing a Howling Wolf tune. Let's join Howling Wolf from his London sessions done that particular May. Howling Wolf along with Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, Hubert Sumlin, and a number of others.
Well, I'm a poor boy, long way from home. Well, I'm a poor boy, long way from home. No spending money in my pocket, no spare meat on my bone.
You gonna need somebody when you come to die. You gonna need somebody when you come to die. I will point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. You gonna need somebody when you come to die. Yes, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, I've got a lawyer go my bone. Well, I'll point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I've got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, friend, I'm gonna tell you. Tell me when it comes down, his hand gonna be like lamb wool, and his eyes like flames of fire. And every man gonna know he's the son of two living gods. Round his shoulder gonna be a rainbow, and his feet like fine bread. And my friend, I wanna let you know again, he said, they gonna have a river water that flowing through the garden, clear the creatures. And gonna have a tree that's 40-12 mountains of food. And the leaves gonna be healing to every nation. And a big rock that you can set behind, the wind can't blow on you no more. And you gonna have the 420 elders that you can sit down and talk with, and that you talk about your trouble, that you come from, well, that you just come from. You gonna sing a little song. I got a lawyer to go my bone. I got a lawyer to go my bone. I will point you out a man, King Jesus is it. Well, I got a lawyer to go up. Don't you need somebody when you come to die? Don't you need somebody when you come to die? I will point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer to go. Yeah, you need somebody when you come to die. Did you need somebody when you come to die? Well, I'll point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer. Well, I got somebody to go my bone. Well, I got somebody to go my bone. Well, I'll point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got it, you go
level. From 1929, that was Charlie Patton on guitar and vocals, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin. He had had an earlier recording session that same year in Richmond, Indiana. Patton, often referred to as the father of Delta blues. That, of course, was You're Going to Need Somebody When You Die, virtually the same, or at least from the same origins as You're Going to Need Somebody on Your Bond, a tune that latter tune, Blind Willie Johnson, recorded that same year back in 1929. Charlie Patton was a big influence on Howling Wolf. It said Howling Wolf learned to play guitar and sing watching Charlie Patton. Also learned a lot about stage presence and how to do some interesting stage antics. And we heard, of course, Howling Wolf before we heard Charlie Patton. We heard Wolf again from May of 1970 from the London Howling Wolf Sessions. Really interesting a concept album that the Chess Brothers put out back then. And we heard Howling Wolf do one of his own compositions, Poor Boy. Again, Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, as well as Hubert Sumlin and others were on that disc. There's a story that Chess didn't want to send Hubert Sumlin to London. They didn't want to pay his expenses going there. They, of course, wanted all the British blues luminaries to perform. That was the idea, sort of to sell Howling Wolf to younger audiences at the time, the type of audiences that were listening to Cream and Mayall and the Allman Brothers and quite a number of other popular groups at the time. Anyway, Eric Clapton heard, according to the story, heard that Chess was not going to send Hubert Sumlin. And his response was, well, if Hubert isn't going to be there, neither will I. So they did send Hubert Sumlin. Many years later, later, Eric Clapton collaborated with Sumlin on Hubert Sumlin's disc About Them Shoes. This one came out in 2004. Hubert, of course, has since passed away. But a really, really good album. And we're going to listen to one of the tracks that features Eric Clapton on guitar and vocals. Hubert Sumlin, of course, is also on guitar. He rarely, rarely ever sang on records. Here they are doing the Muddy Waters tune, actually at the Willie Dixon composition that Muddy recorded, made famous. Eric Clapton and Hubert Sumlin with I'm Ready.
my shoulder moving. Gonna tell it on the run. Gonna tell my shoulder moving. Gonna tell it on the run. Rather see that bones in my way than the wrong end of a gun. Have to keep these shoes in motion past that city limit sign. Have to keep these shoes in motion past that city limit sign. Gonna slip on down the back road till I reach that county line. Well, you know my mama, she told me when I was the age of 5. Well, you know my mama, she told me, son, just try to stay alive. So I tell my story of movement, I'ma tell it on a run. Rather than see that lonesome highway than the wrong end of a gun. I got a 30-count heart attack, 12 gauge attack of the flu, 44 magnum of pneumonia, Chicago left parking lot. So I'm leaving this thug city where the wind blows gun smoke gray. Where they keep the gutter running red and the sky raining late all day. Grab a A&P bag, gonna pack up all the arms. Gonna grab a A&P bag, gonna pack up all the arms. Gonna kiss my baby picture and hit the street for parts unknown. Gonna tell my story moving, gonna tell it on the run. Gonna tell my story moving, got to tell it on the run. I'd rather see the lonesome highway than the wrong end of a gun.
Louis Myers recorded in Chicago back in 1991. Louis on blues harp and vocals, Steve Freund on guitar. Louis Myers, actually along with his brother David, back in the early 1950s, played with a lot of Chicago blues greats. He played with Otis Spann, Henry Gray, Otis Rush, Earl Hooker, Luther Tucker, Muddy Waters later. He was a sideman for many, many fine bands in Chicago for decades. He was preceded by Hubert Sumlin and Eric Clapton. We heard those two from Hubert Sumlin's disc About Them Shoes. They did a cover of Ready. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. If you'd like to learn how you can help support locally produced programming like the Blues Box and a lot of other shows, check us out on the web at krvs.org, where you can pledge securely online, and KRVS streams live audio from that locale. We also broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 and have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Here's the late Carrie Bell to take us up to news time with a number called Double Cross. The news is next.